Welcome to Healed Adjacent, where my overflow contributes to your cup. I'm your host, Yazzie G, and I don't know about you, but I'm ready to laugh. Okay, y'all, so obviously, you could probably tell by my voice. I'm actually just getting her back. You know, she's coming back. There's still a little rasp in there, which I personally think is so cute. But I had a time this past weekend and I lost my voice in the process. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, am I going to be able to record this week? Because last week in preparation for the weekend and just traveling, because I was traveling a lot these past 2 weeks, it was really hard for me to find some time to sit down and actually record the podcast and like be in a mental space where I could sit down and focus and, you know, get my thoughts out coherently. So I made an executive decision to just try again at a later date. And here we are. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just record like next week after the girls leave and everything. And then I lost my voice. So I was like, oh no, like, am I going to be able to record this week? But here we are. I'm recording. Hopefully, I don't think my voice is going to go out. Like, it's literally strengthening day by day. It's usually back by now. Like, it was today, Wednesday. I lost my voice Saturday. No, Friday. Yes, I lost my voice Friday. And it's Wednesday. My voice honestly will, like, if I strain, you know, I'm screaming or whatever, or inhaling too much smoke, then it only usually takes like 3-4 days for my voice to fully come back. So tomorrow, fingers crossed, that your girl is fully back in action, because I DoorDash right now. I'm actually gonna get into that later, but I'm DoorDashing right now and I just hate walking into these loud restaurants being like, hey, I'm here to pick up an order for so-and-so, because Monday I really didn't have a voice when I was DoorDashing. So I was just flipping, I was showing them the phone like, ma'am, please. And I had one guy, he was like, I can't read. And I literally just looked at that man like, sir, I'm not understanding. Like, you can't read and I can't comprehend. So what are we really doing? But no, let's hop into everything. Today, I'm actually going to do a little bit of a different formula, or a different, what is the word? That formula is not the word I'm looking for. A different, not method. No, that's not her. Like, a different way. I'm going to do things differently, but the way is not the word I'm looking for. That is one thing that I really hate about my brain, when I'm searching for a very specific word. And it's like, I know the word, I know exactly what word I'm searching for, but I can't find it. It won't come to me, but that's okay. Format. I found it. See, right after I complained. I'm going to do a different format today. So, you know, we have 7 segments and usually I name each segment and I go down the line, but today I'm feeling a little bit more free. And if I'm being honest with you guys, I just want to talk, because there has been so much that has gone on in my life over this last month. And I just want to tell you guys, and I do it with the hopes that you all can relate, and maybe I say something that sparks some inspiration, or, you know, sparks an idea or the implementation of an idea. Who knows? But I would like to give you a quote at the very least to start us off. So my quote today is, you can't control when you feel fear, but you can control when you hold it. Now, right now, this is the perfect quote for me, because baby, it's getting a little fearful around these parts, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I am out of a job, and that's definitely kind of on me. I say kind of, I mean, it is on me, because I did choose to quit my job. So it's not like, you know, I got fired or something. No, I chose to quit my job, but that was an environment that was no longer healthy for me. You know, it had literally gotten to the point to where I didn't realize it, but like, I was having like little anxiety attacks and, blacking out at work, to the point that like, I wouldn't really have recollection of certain time periods, throughout the school day. And so, you know, I had to make an executive decision for my mental health to step out, and I did. And since February of this year, I'm sure most of you know this if you've been listening, but maybe you're new. Hello, hi. But since February of this year, I have been on the hunt for a job, and I have not been successful in the completion of that. But that is also kind of on me, because There have been offers here and there, but they just, in my opinion, don't pay a livable wage for the city that I live in. I think people need to be so for real about what a livable wage is, especially right now with inflation. Like, baby, do you know how much rent is? Scratch that. Do you know how much my car note is? Like, do you know how much gas is, girl? I know I'm petite. If you know me, you know, for real, you see me in person, you know I'm a fairly small person, but I eat a lot. You know how expensive food is, especially because your girl is pescatarian. So I don't buy meat. I'm buying like fresh produce and things of that nature. Do you know how expensive that is? And no, I'm not about to start eating meat just because inflation. No, thank you. I like my body. But no, like I have chosen not to take on certain opportunities mainly because of the pay. It might be a schedule issue or even a content issue. Like, maybe I'm just really not interested in this work. And while I am getting to the point of just about being desperate, I ain't there yet. And until I am, I'm going to continue to say no to opportunities that I simply don't want because I don't believe that it's really for me. So in that, I'm gonna wrap us back to our quote. I am feel fearful and I can't control, you know, when that fear and that anxiety comes up, but I can control, you know, what I do with it. I don't allow my fear to hinder me, you know. Like, I was telling one of my friends the other day, I was like, 'cause he was like, "How's your day going?" or whatever. And I was like, "I mean, it's okay. I'm door dashing. So, you know, I'm grateful for the income, but just sad to be door dashing because I actually have really bad anxiety when I drive because I've been in a couple of accidents. So being behind the wheel is not really fun for me. Especially like just throughout the day, like you gotta, you know, you drive, you park, you get out, you get back in the car, you drive, you park, you know, over and over and over and over and over. And I'm in so many unfamiliar areas as I'm moving around. You know, parking is crazy because I live somewhere where, you know, it's a whole lot of street parking. But if somebody's parked there, you circling the block 10 times just so you can run into this restaurant, you know, grab this food, get back in the car. And then you got a map everywhere, right? So I'm like trying to look at my screen, you know, in the car that has the map on, and I'm trying to watch the road and trying to make sure I'm like accepting orders, and it's just, you know, it's a whole lot of but yes, I don't necessarily like it. I'm doing it right now because I feel like I have to. And he was like, "You know, how's your day?" And I was explaining all that, and he was like, "You know what? I really just admire the way you don't let anything get you down. Like, you just don't stop. Like, you keep going no matter what." And it's just like, yeah, because I don't really have another option. You know, like, we got to make something shake. So that's why I say, you know, or that's why I'm referencing back to the quote. You can control when you hold it and where you hold it and how you hold it, you know. Like, if I'm gonna be fearful, I do my best to kind of, I guess, address or acknowledge that feeling whenever I am alone. Whenever I have a moment to talk to God about that fear. And I actually did that today. Like, literally, I was just like, "God, like, I do trust you, you know, but it's just like, I know that you can't necessarily account for my feelings when you're trying to account for my entire life, you know, for my purpose and things of that nature. Like, to prune me and to get me to where you need to be, you can't really be worried about my feelings." And I understand that. However, I still have to sit here and have these very real feelings. So it's just kind of hard, you know, trying to keep the trust and the faith and knowing that it's all going to work out for me. While I am very actively terrified that I'm gonna be living in a cardboard box in the next few months. But my friends keep telling me, "Yes, but stop speaking that way over your life." And I'm trying not to, y'all, but it's like, I've been on a job hunt since February. It's July. It's matter of fact, it's basically August. So it's like, how would you feel if you kept getting rejection letters for months, or nobody even took the time to respond to you for months? Or someone wants to offer you a job that you feel like is so demeaning to anybody, not just for me, because I'm coming from, you know, teaching and other well-paying great jobs. But just because it's like, you want to give me this little piece of money and that's not livable. It doesn't matter if I have a college degree, if all I have is a GED and not too much experience in the workforce, that should not matter. Like, I still have to live, I still have bills to pay. So no, $11 an hour simply is not gonna cut it. Yes, y'all, $11 an hour. I went to a job fair today. And let me also say, I'm doing what I can for me. I'm door dashing. I've been applying to jobs, like I said, since February. Since the summer started, I've been attending job fairs. The last job fair I went to, I think I mentioned it on the pod, the stipulations, I just couldn't get behind that. They basically wanted me to sign a 3-year contract. And if I broke that, I was going to have to pay them back. And I said, absolutely not. Because I cannot guarantee that I'm still going to be living here in 3 years, like teaching. And it was a career fair for teaching. Teaching is not the career that I want for myself. It's a job to me. I enjoy it. I really, really do. I love it. Matter of fact, I do. I love those kids. They are literally, I would say, I would go as far as to say those kids are some of the best things that has ever happened to me. Truly. Like they taught me more than I probably taught them, honestly. But, and I know it's probably like, well, Yasmin, if you feel that way, why you don't want to teach? Y'all see, it's a million and one reasons why I don't want to teach, okay? And I'm not gonna get into that right now. But yeah, no, they were asking for a little too much at that job fair, so it just didn't pan out. And then at the one that I went to today, there were a few nice companies there that I gave a resume to and applied for some jobs. And so now we wait. I went there, I sold myself the best that I could. And I did make some really good connections. I won't lie. Like, if things pan out, that one of those companies could be who I'm working for next. So yeah, I'm rambling a lot, but that's what this episode is for today. Honestly, it's just kind of to ramble, to talk to you guys, to fill y'all in, because it's been 2 weeks, since I recorded, since I didn't record last week because all of the prep. But on a more positive note, I do want to talk about my weekend last weekend. And we can consider this the high-low buffalo. Let's pretend we still have the same format. So I would definitely say my high was spending time with my girls. Oh my goodness. When I tell you I am so proud of each and every one of those girls. So our group chat name is the Fab Five, because it's five of us and we are fabulous. And unfortunately, only four of us made it out the group chat on the girls' trip. We love you, BK. But only four of us made it out. But I hosted here in my city. So the girls came here, and I feel like personally, I did an excellent job. I mean, maybe I'm biased, but y'all, I made these girls like gift bags with all types of cutesy little things. I bought everybody muumuus and like little lettering so we could customize our muumuus like with our names. And I made drinks. Well, I made a drink, but let me tell you why. Let me tell you. Hold on. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. So the theme was like Disney, right? So we were making like Disney themed drinks. So we're gonna have a High School Musical drink, a lemonade mouth drink, a Cheetah Girls drink, and then a Halloween Town drink. And I feel like those are four staples for real. I don't know about you, but those were four staples for me growing up, watching Disney Channel. And the first one we decided to do was the Halloween Town shot. Now I got some. What was it? I think it was like it was caramel vodka, right? Caramel vodka, and then I topped it with a whip shot, but the whip shot was pumpkin spice. Now, hear me out, hear me out, hear me out, hear me out. I personally felt like caramel and pumpkin spice was gonna go together just fine. I didn't see any conflict in that palette, but I was very wrong. So we only ended up making that drink also because we'd already been drinking throughout the day and everybody was kind of like, we should probably wrap it on up here. And everyone was ready to eat as well. Oh, y'all want to know what the menu was? Of course you do. So I made collard greens, turkey necks, cornbread, and rice. And obviously that's like turkey necks is like, or not turkey necks, collard greens. That's like a side, right? I mean, for me, it's a main because that's how I eat my collards, like or mustard green. It don't matter any type of greens. Like I will eat that as like the meal itself over some rice for real. I'm from Louisiana. Y'all know we love starch and love rice real bad, real 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 bad. So I'll put anything over some rice for real. But that's a side dish for a lot of people. So I was like, all right, we're gonna do something fried, but I didn't want to do fried chicken because I don't eat that. I'm not spending money on something I'm not gonna eat. And even if all of them do eat it, I don't care. So I was like, we could pick up some fish because your girl do not know how to fry on the stove. I don't. That's literally like the one thing I want to learn how to do in the kitchen. Is fry on the stove because I don't trust myself to do that. I've tried a couple times, but we're not going to talk about that. So we picked up some fish, mac and cheese, and yams, and that was our full menu that night. So everybody was stuffed. You know, we had a great day. And then that following Saturday, child, baby, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When there are a group of beautiful black women, especially in a city where a lot of the times, just depending on where you are, you're gonna see a lot of white people. I won't say we stuck out with like a sore thumb, but I think we were very noticed. And I say that because we got so many looks. There were so many people just like complimenting us and just being like, oh my gosh, y'all are so pretty. And you know, just all the things. It was a great, 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 great weekend. And I really enjoyed pouring into my girls and having them pour into me and just spending time with them. Like, y'all, one of the members of the Fab Five is literally an Emmy award-winning producer. My friend graduated with a film degree 2 years ago. 1 year after graduating, she got her first Emmy. Like, talk to her nice. Talk to her nice. Do you hear me? I love my friends. I got another friend, not a part of the Fab Five, but I'm gonna talk about it anyway. She's going into her second year of law school, and within her first year, y'all. Oh, I'm getting chills just talking about this. Within her first year, she landed a position, a summer position at a top firm, and they have offered that girl a job as soon as she graduates. And I'm just like, oh, I'm about to cry. Oh, wait, this wasn't supposed to be emotional. But no, I'm so proud of her. Oh my God, I'm like really crying. What is going on? Sorry, y'all. I've been so emotional all day, actually. I was listening to gospel music on the way to the job fair and was literally crying. And I was like, Yasmin, you cannot go inside looking like this, girl. You gotta pull yourself together. But I was like, God, it's so good. I can't do nothing but cry. But no, I'm just so oh my gosh, y'all, I'm really crying. I'm just so proud of my friends, you know, like this life stuff is hard and seeing them be so successful and prevail, you know, through all the things, it means so much to be a part of their journey and to see them following their dreams, you know, and doing what God put them on this earth to do. So it's beautiful to watch that and to be a part of their experience and to even clap for them. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for my friends. I'm so grateful for my support system, my circle, my community. Like, community really is everything to me. So yeah, ooh, why am I? This is so crazy, y'all. I can't believe I'm crying. Like, y'all are gonna listen to this and I'm crying, and I'm only like making this such a big deal because y'all don't cry in front of people. Like, that's not my cup of tea. I am a crier, don't get me wrong. Like, I see nothing wrong with crying. I just don't like crying in front of other people. So even though y'all can't see me, y'all can hear it, and I don't like that. But we're gonna keep it going. You know, we don't have a format today, so I'm gonna just keep on rambling like I'm rambling. But what's really something that's been really important to me and something I've really been wanting to talk about, honestly, is over this summer, I have really, even though I've been on the search for a job and that has kind of stressed me out, I haven't gone without. And to be quite frank, this is probably the best summer I've ever had in my like early adult life. So I'm talking like, I would say like 16 to now, I'm 24. Obviously 16 is not an adult, but you know, that's the time frame that we're gonna use. This has by far been the best summer I've had. And it's, I say that to say, or I say that because I have really been surrounded by community this entire summer. Y'all, I have been traveling, and not far, baby, just within the state for the most part. But even still, you know, traveling and seeing the people who I love and spending time with people. Like, a few weeks ago, you know, I was in Houston, which is why I didn't record. Like, was that 3 weeks ago now? Visiting family, and I got to spend time with my god sister. And it was so funny because on my last day there, we were out at oh, where were we? I forget the name of that park, but we're at this really popular park, And I had bought her like a snow cone, y'all. Like nothing crazy. Mind you, I had been spending like money, okay? Money on her since I got there. But I got her this little snow cone, and she was like, "Oh, you got to come back. You just keep tricking on me." And I was like, "Girl, get out. Please go somewhere with that." But no, I love, 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 love pouring into people. And unfortunately, my parents were gift givers, so that is now my love language. Not the way that I like to receive love, but the way that I like to give love is a lot of the time through gift giving and acts of service. And so I've just really been enjoying being able to do that over this summer. Like I have been able to show up for people. I've been able to have conversations with my friends surrounding our friendship. I have taken accountability, y'all. Like I was telling one of my friends a couple of days ago, because we had a barbecue. I'm gonna get to that. But I was telling him, I was like, I feel like a lot of my friends lately, because in y'all keep my brain is so scattered. Y'all are really just gonna have to bear with me, okay? Like I promise I'm gonna hit each of these topics that I keep touching on. But like as I talk, more and more it comes to me, and I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this because it relates to this, and whatever, whatever. But what I was about to say was my friend groups are very diverse as far as age. Like I have one friend group where I'm the baby, and the eldest in that group is like 31, 32. She literally just had a birthday like last week. And I'm 24, so I'm the youngest. And then I have other friend groups where I'm like in the middle. I don't think I have any friend groups where I'm the oldest. I don't even play like that for real. But yeah, no, most of my friends are older than me though. But then, in other friend groups, we're all just about the same age. But I really just, oh, see, that's what happens when you go on a tangent. You forget. Oh, I was about to tell y'all about a conversation I was having. Yes. So all of my friends, no matter the friend group, no matter the age lately, have been talking about, how they want to make sure that they have friends who also check in on them, friends who pour into them the same way that they pour into that friend. And I started making note of it because so many of my friends were saying the same thing within my vicinity. So I'm like, it started making me feel like I was being a bad friend because I'm like, I know collectively sometimes we all be on the same wave, and with social media, we see the same quotes and the same posts, and then we start to feel that way, and then we start to, talk about it with our friends and our community. And so it's like it could very well be that. Or it could also just be that maybe I have not been as great of a friend as I could be. And I have to sit with myself and be like, oh, you gotta give that some thought. Because for me, I don't typically reach out to any of my friends, if I'm being honest. They usually reach out to me. And it's kind of been that way my whole life. Like even with family, I've never been one to reach out. Now, mind you, I'm just getting into adulthood, so it's just now kind of becoming my responsibility to do so anyways, because I was a child. What do I look like calling you an adult? But now, I'm grown. And so it's like people expect me to call family, friends, everybody, and I usually don't. And it's not that I don't think about friends and family and want to talk to them, but y'all, it really just feels like a chore. Like I'll think about somebody and I will literally pick up my phone, type in my password, go to the contacts app, type in that person's name in the search bar, click the name, look at it, turn the phone off. Because I literally, like, in my mind, I'd be like, oh yeah, let me just call, let me check. And then as soon as I do that, I'd be like, actually, I don't feel like talking. And I know you're probably like, okay, well, you could text. Sometimes I do, but many times I'm moving so much that it's like a call would be more convenient. But I'm not like a phone call type of person. Like I don't really like to sit on the phone and talk like that. Like I will if we have something to talk about, or I'm checking in or whatever. It's gonna be a brief little 5-10 minute call. But even still, like, oh girl, that's a lot. You want me to open my mouth? Jesus Christ. But no, I had to sit with myself and take some accountability and really think back, like, okay, Yasmin, have you been pouring into these friendships? Have you been reaching out? Because a lot of times I think about my friends and I let it be just that, a thought. And I go on about my day and I'd be like, oh, I wish them the best. Might even shoot up a little prayer for them real quick. But like, you know, I don't ever vocalize that to them. And I am getting better at it. Like literally just the other day, I texted one of my homegirls and I was like, hey, you know, I'm really just missing our song sharing days because we used to always send each other songs back and forth. And I was like, you know, I just hope that life is treating you well, babes. Like, I hope you're doing so good. And it was so funny because she responded back to me and she was like, no joke, yes, I was gonna send you a song yesterday. And she was like, I forgot, but here's the song. And it was just like, it made me feel so good to know that that reflection time that I took, you know, regarding my friendships and how I'm showing up clearly was a necessity. And I'm glad that I'm at least trying to get in the practice of reaching out and, you know, being a better friend, because I recognize, you know, sonder. If you don't know what that word means, it's basically just the feeling of knowing that everybody has their own story. We're all our own main characters. And sometimes that can make me feel very lonely. But more often than not, it is a reminder that a lot of us probably get caught up in our stories, and rightfully so. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. But sometimes we forget about our little side characters. And you know, we forget to reach out to those people who built us up to be the main character that we are. You know, like it's so important to pour back into them the same ways that they've been pouring into us. And so yeah, like that's something I really been working on and practicing. And something else too is that y'all, I'm so tired of trying to be perfect. I am so tired of trying to be perfect, okay? In the famous words of Amaya Papaya, I never said I was perfect. I never said I didn't have any flaws, but at least I'm pretty, okay? Like, no, literally, I am so over trying to be perfect. I'm so over planning and trying to, you know, present in a certain way and be perceived in a certain way. Like, I have had so much fun over this summer just being Yasmin, not worried about, you know, when I get a job, you know, and then I meet somebody new and they ask me, what do I do for work? Like, baby, if I work at Dollar General, I work at Dollar General. And what about it? Like, you know what I mean? And so it's just like, I'm just realizing that it's very, I am the culprit here. You know, I am the one overwhelming myself, putting all these expectations on myself to be, you know, holier than thou and just this best version of myself every single day with no exceptions and there's no room for error and, you know, all the things. Like, y'all, I'm tired. I am literally exhausted. And it's like, you know, I was telling a friend today, I was, you know, kind of complaining and ranting, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like I don't know why this is happening. I feel like, you know, it might be in my testimony to continue to struggle and da 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 da. And he was like, Yasmin, you're not struggling. Like, please relax. Like, please, just relax. And you know, he just starts telling me all these things, and he's like, you know, the perfect job's gonna come along and it's gonna work out, da 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 da. And you know, I wasn't trying to be rude to him, but I told him I was just like, you know, I'm just really tired of hearing that. I'm tired of people telling me that it's coming and it's around the corner, and you know, the diamonds, you have to take some pressure to be a diamond, and all these things. Like, while I know those things to be true and you know, I appreciate the positivity, it's also just like when you have been applying for jobs for months and you're getting rejected on top of my things going on in my personal life, the rejections that I was feeling there, like I was starting to feel defeated, you know. And I'm not anymore. Like, I did take a break from applying from jobs and honestly some people as well, because I just was like, I cannot, like I physically cannot do this. And so here we are now. I'm back to applying and, you know, taking heed to what my friends and family and members of my community are saying. But I just want to be very transparent in that, excuse my language, I don't want to hear that shit no more. And that's just me being real, because I know something's gonna come along, but you know, until you've been in my shoes, which are still very comfortable shoes, let me be clear. Like, I'm most certainly complaining about first world problems, and I recognize that. But until you are where I am, I really don't want to hear it. And you know, I'm guilty of those types of things as well. You know, when people come to me with stuff, I almost always feel the need to hit them with something positive, as they call it, toxic positivity. I don't believe in toxic positivity, so there's that. But you know, sometimes people just need a listening ear. They don't need you to tell them to speak over their life and you know, manifest and keep holding on to hope. Like, y'all, my hope is dwindling. I'm not gonna lie to you. My faith is not, but my hope most certainly is. Because again, I'm just like, it might just be a part of my testimony to struggle. It might be a part of my testimony to endure something that I didn't even know I had the strength for. God, please don't let that be the case, because I promise you, I'm not one of your strongest soldiers. Okay, baby, I was not built for that type of life. But no, I just, y'all, I'm taking these things day by day, and I am doing my personal best. And I just don't want to hear from anybody else what that should look like. That's all I'm saying. I think a little bit of support, saying that you love me, that you're here for me, if I need something, you know, maybe if I, and again, I, one of my love languages, acts of service. That's the way I like people to love on me. So it's like, instead of telling me to, you know, use better language to describe my circumstances, how about you help me sit down and look for jobs? How about you know, get you, maybe you have 10 minutes to yourself, and you go online and look at some jobs and be like, oh, I think Yasmin might really like this. And you shoot it over to me in a text. You know what I mean? Like, be helpful. You telling me what I could do better is not being helpful. Like, I'm doing my best. Don't worry about what I'm doing. So no, but I definitely do appreciate all of the love and the support that I've gotten throughout this period in my life. Because it's led me to, you know, really calming down and giving myself some grace and getting rid of that perfection and that strive. You know, we talked about that strive mindset a few episodes back. But getting out of that mindset, you know, it's not healthy for me. And I don't think, oh wow, this might bring me to tears as well, but I don't think, oh yep, bring me to tears, I'm about to cry. I don't think I have ever loved a version of myself as much as I love this version of myself. Ooh, oh Lord, why am I crying? No, really. It's just the resilience that I have displayed over this last year of my life, the way that I have gone out there, put myself out there, built my community on my own. Well, not on my own, because you know, God, he definitely did that. But you know, like, there was no other physical being around that was just like, yes, we're gonna give this girl a shot, we're gonna give her a foot in the door. Like, yes, that has been the case, you know, here and there, but a lot of it has literally been me and God, with the support of my community as well. And it's just like, wow, Yasmin, like, you've come so far. Like, I listen to the way that I talk about myself and the things that I talk about and just how much joy I radiate, even in a season of unknowing and feeling, you know, kind of lost, or as if I've been tossed to the side because all the things I've been praying for or wanting, like, aren't coming to fruition. And it's crazy because, y'all, there was literally a few job opportunities that were quite literally what I prayed for. And one of them, unfortunately, is a grant-funded position, and they posted it, and literally, like, that following day, the big beautiful bill was passed. And so obviously that affects their hiring process. And I was just like, God, what are we doing? You know, because the longer that I'm out of some sort of 9 to 5, the longer I have to DoorDash. And let me be clear, no, I don't like DoorDashing. However, I enjoy the schedule. I enjoy the fact that I can basically do whatever I want. You know, I go out, I DoorDash for a couple hours, I come home, rest, get some work done. Like yesterday, you know, I came home, did some resume work, applied to a few jobs, you know, just different things like that. And then I go back out for the dinner rush, and you know, then I'm home. And that's kind of what my routine has been these last few days. And so it's like, you know, I enjoy that part of it, but I want something stable. Like, y'all, I had to do my last therapy session this week because my insurance has gone now. Like I only have insurance through July from my previous job, and now that's run out. So I told my therapist, I was like, "Girl, I'll see you when I see you." But it's just like, there are a lot of changes happening, and I'm just doing my best to go with the flow, you guys. Doing my best to just to figure these things out, to keep going, to keep moving, to keep being me, to keep inspiring, to keep loving, to keep being, honestly. So yeah, y'all, today I was all over the place. Oh my goodness, I apologize. I needed to get this out, and honestly, I could have easily, called a friend and talked about all these things, but it was on my spirit to do so on this platform, which lets me know that this is gonna touch somebody. So that's great. And baby, I know that I be touching somebody's, okay? Because that sounded so bad. But no, I know I be touching. Oh no, that still don't sound good. I know that I inspire. There we go. That I inspire others. I have amazing friends who text me like after an episode drops, and they're like, "Hey, like I really liked when you said this," or like, "This made me feel this way," or "I laughed at this," and da 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 da. And so it's so dope to be me. I'm not gonna lie. Not quite a fan of where I am in my life, but nonetheless, I'm thankful. And I love me. And I love my community, and so I kind of have to, keep those things at the forefront and just make sure that I'm not allowing the bad to outweigh the good, because it doesn't. I still have a roof over my head. God still loves me. He hasn't abandoned me. I have clothes on my back, food in my mouth, my refrigerator, my pantry. I got parents and family members who love me, and friends who love me, and I'm steady building an amazing community here in this city. I'm not gonna complain if I don't need to, which I never really need to, if I'm being honest. I just complain 'cause I be wanting to. But here we are. God is good. Your girl is literally putting one foot in front of the other, and that's what I'm gonna keep doing. I will give y'all a quick little hee hee ha ha story, I guess, to close us out, 'cause I've been talking about, a little bit of heavy stuff. But over this weekend, while my girls were here, we went to this really fancy restaurant. It was really nice. I was actually supposed to go for my birthday, and I'm really happy I didn't. I'm happy that I went for the first time with my girls. And we ended up getting sat next to a table of, like, what was a booth? A booth of four guys. And when you're a beautiful woman and you're conventional, well, let me say that. When you're conventionally attractive slash beautiful woman, or and a beautiful woman, and you are observant, it does not take much for you to scan a room and know who's looking. Okay. And so as soon as we sat down, I don't even think I looked at the table. Like I saw them as we were walking to the table, and as soon as we sat down, I was like, "Okay, y'all already know what's up." And your girl was absolutely correct. We're sitting there minding our business, and next thing I know, our waitress comes to the table with a round of shots. And we looking like, "Girl, we didn't order those shots. Are you at the wrong table?" And so I look over to my left, and I'm like, "Y'all ordered these shots." And I was talking to the guys at the table, to the left of us, and they was like, "Yeah, we got y'all some shots. We ordered us some. Like, we just want to take some shots for y'all, da 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 da." So we was like, "Okay, smooth." So we take a shot with them or whatever. They start chopping it up with us. We're talking a little bit. Find out they're basketball players. Now, this restaurant, not in my tax bracket. Don't ask me why I took them girls there, because baby, y'all wanna know what we had? A salad. A salad. Okay? Because the menu was extremely expensive. I'm talking the wine was $9,000. $9,000 USD. Okay? Obviously, that was one of their more expensive bottles, but that's just to give you perspective, right? A crab cake, $35. A, you heard me, singular, a crab cake, $35. So just to put into perspective the type of restaurant that we're at. So we start chopping it up with them. They tell us that they're basketball players. Now, whether they overseas professional, I wouldn't know, baby, because I don't watch basketball. Was I probably interacting with your favorite basketball player? But I wouldn't know. But anyways, we chopping it up with them. They order us another round. We take another round of shots. And then they was like, we're gonna go ahead and order a third round. Would you guys like to partake? And we was like, Jesus. I was like, baby, I got to drive everybody home after this. We did accept that third shot. We did. Amen. God is good. Your girl did not take it. No, I was responsible. I did have to drive, so I stuck with my two and called it a night. And maybe we came home and was just a key-keying, okay? We got redressed and I took the girls out once more, like, to do hood rat things. To be in the streets or whatever. And we had a time. I blacked out, so I know we had a time. And that's on not knowing your limit. But anyways, y'all, that was my little story for the weekend. I just wanted to give y'all a little kiki before I signed out. So we 40 minutes in. I hope that you guys really took something from this, that you got some food for thought. Also, text me. Leave a comment on whatever platform that you listen to this on. Let me know if you liked this format. I will not be doing this permanently because I believe in structure. However, every once in a while, maybe I can do something similar to this. Maybe something that just has a different structure rather than rambling, like it has a topic, but it just doesn't necessarily look the same as my regular degler episodes. I don't know. I'm all for continuity, but I love a good, some a little adventurous, some a little special, some a little what's another? I don't know. Y'all get what I'm saying. Anyways, I've been sitting here rambling, talking too much, my throat dry, and I'm ready to shut up. So with that, I thank you so much for being along this journey with me, for taking time to listen, you guys. I really, really enjoyed recording this episode, as I do every episode, but this one in particular, because now it's very special to me. And I just want to leave y'all with one more thing. Perfection really is overrated, and the biggest hindrance in your life and your success could possibly be wanting to be perfect and not asking for help. Okay, ask for help. You cannot do everything by yourself, and this is coming from someone who struggles to ask for help. But don't allow you to be what's in your way because you want to be prideful or you are distrustful of people and their abilities because of your past. That I get and I understand, but it is your responsibility to work through that so that you can further yourself, which will likely then further others. Okay. So that's my little spiel. I love y'all. And with that, I bid you adieu.